It was a really eye-catching headline when the idea first went public, the $100 laptop for in-need kids. MIT computer scientist Nicholas Negroponte dreamed up the idea to develop cheap, solar-powered, and virtually indestructible laptops, and then give one to every child in the developing world. Now, the big dream is closer to reality as assembly lines in a Chinese factory started up earlier this week. The first 250,000 of the green and white laptops are set to be delivered. But there have been issues with the cost of the machines and getting customers on board to order the things. Monday may change all that with a shopping slash charity opportunity from the One Laptop per Child Foundation. Just as Christmas rolls on up with a buy one, get one program, the foundation has brought a hero on board to help spread the word about this. Actor Masioka, who bends space and time on NBC's hit show Heroes, worked for years as a former computer science nerd. He has degrees in math and science from an Ivy League school, so he seemed a perfect choice as global ambassador for the project. I spoke with him yesterday, and he told me why he got on board.
My feeling is that, you know, a nation's, like, best resource is not any of this material goods that it produces, but it's actually their children. And we're hoping that these laptops, you know, provides a better education for these kids in need in these more poor countries. And yes, you know, having food, water, clothing, shelter, and medicine, they are all extremely important. There's no denying that. But by giving out these laptops, it will enrich their educational process. And you know, I believe education is the key to, you know, having peace, you know, the environmental problems, or poverty in general. So,
from what I've read, Masi, the concept was proposed about 5 years ago, and now it finally went into production in recent weeks. Can you tell me some of the features that are on these computers that these kids will get?
Yeah, absolutely. The laptop is called the XO laptop, and it was designed specifically designed for like children in remote and rural environments in the developing world. So it's kind of, it's very different from the laptop that we're used to, you know, that adults use in, like, the working office or, you know, the ones we have at home. And, like, some of the unique features we have is, like, kind of like a very rugged design in a sealed case to make sure it's water and shock resistant, you know, because we have mainly for the kids. We also have, like, a high-resolution screen that can be read in direct sunlight as well as indoors in the dark. It kind of, it has a very low power consumption. And I think it uses only about 5 to 10% of the average wattage of a normal laptop, so it can have, you know, a lot of lasting power based on the, you know, based on the battery it comes with. It can actually be powered by solar energy as well.
And I'm guessing that's because these will be going to some remote areas.
Yes,
and
exactly,
places where there's not
which they don't have, you know, readily access to, easy access to power supply or whatnot. So the idea is to, you know, make sure it's durable, and it's efficient in its power consumption, and it has easy internet access. You know, it's really great. You know, it doesn't have any lead, mercury, cadmium, or PVC. It's meant to be pretty much child-proof.
I understand that the cost goal was $100, but they're not quite there yet. They cost a little bit more at this point.
Yeah, right now they're about, I think they're running at around $188. You know, and on top of that, like, the government pays for the shipping and handling and the extended warranties as necessary. But the idea is the more laptops, the more education we can, you know, provide for the children, the bigger the scale is going to be. And as we know with cost model things, you know, scale is a big issue. As long as we have more mass production of these XO laptops, the cost will go down.
Now, if somebody's been listening to this interview and thinking, gosh, I'd really like to get involved in this and help out some way, there's a Give One, Get One program. Can you give us the details on that?
Absolutely. Give One, Get One is available to, like, the people living in USA and Canada. You know, it is a charitable giving program to help raise funds for the OLPC Foundation. And from November 12th through November 26th, people in the public can buy two XO laptops for $399. When one is to give a child in a developing nation and one to get for themselves, a deserving child or a friend. And of the $399, the $199 is tax deductible. So the laptops will be delivered on a first-come, first-served basis starting in December. If they wanted more information, you know, to participate in, they should go to the website www.laptop.org or call 1-877-70-LAPTOP.
You have done an excellent job as the ambassador.
Oh, thank you.
You explained it. You got the plug in there. That's pretty impressive.
I'm trying to learn. So it's a fantastic organization. I really believe in it. You know, please, this is an education project more so than just a pure laptop computer project. So, you know, I hope.
How do you find time to do this, considering that you're involved in one of the most talked about and watched TV shows on right now, Heroes? How are you finding time to work on this?
Well, I love Heroes, and I think it's a fantastic opportunity. But, you know, I think it's part of the reason why I wanted to be in this business. And I was so fortunate to receive the visibility I have right now. I'm so grateful for it. And I was looking for something to give back in return, you know, and have some philanthropic activity. And this organization just kind of right place at the right time. Same way I got Heroes, I was at the right place at the right time. And I just fell in love with what it stood for. And, you know, it really met my backgrounds, you know, because there's a lot of great organizations out there. It's very hard to choose, but this one just suited me, and it just made sense for some reason.
Well, Masioka, thank you so much for spending some time with us here at NPR, and good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.